This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Habayim. Welcome everyone. We're continuing in Maseches Nedarim. Daf, Pei Hei, Amud Beis. The Gemara, actually the Mishnah on Pei Hei Amud Aleph, discussed the following case. The Mishnah said, if a woman said, basically she makes a kainam, I'm not going to work for you, I'm not going to give you my masi adayim. So the Tanakhama says, ein tzarch lahafer, you don't need to annul it, because it's not chal, she has to work for him. Rabbi Kiva oimer yafer, Rabbi Kiva says, he has to annul it. Why? Because shema tadif olav yos min aray, she might work and produce more than is coming to him. So in other words, the halacha is, the Mishnah says in Ksubis that there's a basic amount that a woman has to work for her husband. How much? The amount of that will weigh 5 sela of the threads of a warp. So then, if she, that's how much a woman is obligated to work for her husband. If she makes more than that, so then that she keeps. So in case he makes more than is coming to him, he has to annul it. So the question is, why? Because she gets to keep that amount. So that amount is required to be annulled because it's chal. So the question is, why is he allowed to annul it in the first place? It's not being, it doesn't belong to him. In other words, I understand why the neder is chal. She could say, I'm not going to give you the excess, but since it's chal, how is he allowed to annul it? We'll have to see in the Ran. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, yafer, not because she's it will be chal on the excess, because he might divorce her, at which point the neder will be chal, that she's saying, I can't, I asser my handiwork to you. Right now it's not chal, but if he divorces her, then she's not obligated to work for him. And in that case, the neder will be chal. To which the Gemara is medayek, Amar Shmuel halachik Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. The halach is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that you're annulling it for when the neder is chal later. To which the Gemara is medayek, Lememra de kasavar Shmuel, Adam makdish davar shaloi bala adam. A person can sanctify something that didn't come into the world. Now, it happens to be that we did not see the Ran's yesterday on the Mishnah or the beginning of the Gemara. So, let's see that. We have a lot of Ran's to do. The Ran says in the Mishnah, Koinam shani oisa al pi abba, ma shani oisa yehe lefi abba bekoinam. Whatever I make will be asur to my father. Eino yachal hafer, he cannot annul. De ein elu nidre inoy nefesh. These nadarm are not nidre inoy nefesh. V'loy dvar m'shabeyna lebeyna. But if she says, shani oisa al picha, eino yitzarach lahafer, he doesn't have to annul it. Misham de shibude m'shabedasle. She's m'shabed to work for him. V'lav kol kamina de mafkasle le shibude. She cannot remove the shibud she has to work for him. Rabbi Kiva oimer yafer. Rabbi Kiva says, he should annul it. Shema tadif alav yos min arayli. The kasav Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva holds the hadafa didahi. The excess belongs to her. V'chay lalei nidra. And the nether is chal on the excess. The haloi mishabdalei. She's not mishabed to create the excess. Mishem hachi tzarech lahafer. Therefore, he needs to annul it. Why is he able to annul it? Umi yamatzi mefer mishem dvar mishabeyna lebeyna. He annuls it because the excess is considered personal. Why? Because the Tanakhama holds that the excess belongs to him as well. Next Ran. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri Omer Yafer Shama Yigarshenu. He might divorce her. The Tehe Asura Lachzerban. And he won't be able to take her back. Desfirule Rabbi Yochanan Benuri. Rabbi Yochanan Benuri agrees to Tanakhama that the neder is not chal on the excess because the excess belongs to the husband. Hadafa nami de balhabi. Hukach mishum hadafa in tzarech lahafer. He doesn't have to know it because of the excess. Elo shema yigarshena. He might divorce her. And the nether will be chal then. Why? Shemisha megarsha. Because when he divorces her, when he divorces her, then what's going to happen is, Eina meshubed asloy lemasyadeh, she's not meshubed to work for him. V'teh asur lachzerbay. And she will not be able to go back to him. L'fisha neser masyadeh. Because he can't marry her if he's not going to get her masyadeh. V'efshar loy li zoher. Elamai, let him marry her and she'll be usher to give him Maisi Adayim. No, it's impossible for him to be careful. Shalai titchan, that she shouldn't grind, v'shalai ta'afa, and she shouldn't bake, v'chol shar malachas hashnus v'mishasena, and all the other malachos that are taught in the Mishnah. Okay, so the Gemara said that Shmuel said halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan, the Ran says, the Amar Yofer. To which the Gemara says, l'memra d'kasavar Shmuel adam makdish davar shalab b'ilaylam. How do we see from the Mishnah Adam Makdash Davar Shalav Al Oilam? The Ran says on the medium wide line, De Eloi, Kivan de Hashta Loi Chayal Nidre. If now the Neder is not Chal, Lekamei Nami Loi Chayal. It won't be Chal later. So now the Gemara has a Stira. What's the Stira? Let's go back to the Gemara. Uraminhi, we're going to ask a Stira. Hamakdish Masay De Ishtai. One who's Makdish, the handiwork of his wife. Harezu Oisev Oichelas. She can continue to eat, to produce, and to eat. What does that mean? She could continue to produce and to eat? Meaning, she could still go to work, and she could use the money that she makes. If somebody sanctifies the Ma'aseh Yadayim of her wife, she could still use the earnings. And v'hamoisar. Oh. She could work and eat. What does it mean she could work or eat? Basically, the hekdesh is not chal. Why not? I thought the ma'aseh yadayim go to the husband. So why is the hekdesh not chal? So look in the Ran. Ramini amakdesh ma'aseh yadayim shari ze'oy sebechalas. Iko demukmila beperek afalpi. There are those who established this. We had this in Ksubis. Afilu b'mala, because the question is, the halacha is the ma'aseh yadayim of a woman go to her husband. Otherwise, he's not going to want to support her. But the question is, why do we do this? Why do we give the ma'aseh yadayim to the husband? Is it because we want to make sure he supports her? You know, what's the... What's the logic of giving the ma'aseh yadayim to her husband? So there is opinion that even if he is supporting her, still he can't be makdish her ma'aseh yadayim because afilu hachi arushus biyada levata hakdeshai. She could say, I don't care that you're supporting me, and technically you get my ma'aseh yadayim. No, thank you. I'm mevatel the hakdesh. Barezu oisa. She could work, va'oicheles, and eat. Midrav Huna, the Amar Hasan, Michal Isha Lamal Bala, Inin Zazrin Oisei. You know why the rationale of why he can't be Makdash or Ma'aseh Yadayim in a situation where she says, listen, you don't feed me, and I won't give you my earnings. Uman de Palaga de Rav Huna Hasam, according to the Manda Amar, that she doesn't have the right to say, don't feed me, and I won't give you the earnings. Hasam Mukila de Masins, v'she'ein ma'ala la mezoinois. We're talking about a case where he's not feeding her. So therefore, she doesn't give him the earnings. Mishum hachi hi oisa v'aichelas. But now the question is, v'hamoisar, back in the Gemara, what if he's makdish more than what she is required to work? Rameir oimer hekdish. Rameir says it is sanctified. Rabbi Yochanan asan amar chulin. Rabbi Yochanan asanlar says it's not sanctified. V'amar Shmuel. Shmuel said halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan asanlar that it's not sanctified. And the logic is alma ein adam makdish davar shaloi baloilam. So we have to study this. Why would that be an explanation for why the excess is not hekdish? V'hamoyser, look in the Ran, im hekdish moyser masiyadeha, if he sanctifies the excess of her ma'aseh yadayim, the hainu yeser al chamesh shlam bi Yehuda kid isa asa, more than the five selah, Rav Meir Omer, Rav Meir says, Hekdesh. Rav Meir says it's Hekdesh. Muki la Shmuel Hasam. Shmuel establishes it there. B'malo memzainos, where he feeds her. Ve'inoy mala ma kesef she'tiknu la chachamim tachas moiser. The halacha is like this. The halacha is the chachamim were masakin that the husband gets the excess as well. And in for getting the excess, the husband has to give his wife spending money. How much? One ma. One ma every week. So the case here is, he's not giving it to her. He's not giving her the ma kesef. Shiktiknu chachamim tachas maysar. Rameir d'amr hektish. Aye, so why is it holy? If he's not giving it to her. Lav mechayim kamar. It's talking about where she died. And now the husband yarshins her excess. Dalesle be midi, because he doesn't own it, because he didn't give her the ma. Ela hektish la achamisa kamer. It means it's hektish after she dies. Shabal zocha bahu moiser midin yerusha. Usvile the Rameir, the other maknish davar shalaboy la'olam. So you're makdishin, and when is it chal? It's chal for when she dies. So Rameir holds, Adam Makdish davar shloi bala olam, which fits well in with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. The problem is, Shmuel said halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan asandlar, even though earlier he said halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So Rabbi Yochanan asandlar amr chulin disriolei eino adam makdish davar shloi bala olam. The Ran says. So we have a stira. What in our Mishnah, Shmuel said halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that you could be that if you make a neder, you're asering her masiya dayim for after she's divorced. Right? If the woman says, my masiya dayim are aser to you, you annul it because it will be chal after she's divorced. That means the neder is chal for a later time. Adam makdish davar shaloi bala oilam. And here we say that the excess money, if the husband is makdish it, it's not going to be chal for when she dies, because ain't all the makdish davar shaloi bala oilam. So Gemara says, v'chi tema ki kamar halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri al hadafahu d'ka'amar. Maybe when did Shmuel say that halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? What he meant is only regarding what Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said about the excess. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said the neder is chal for after the divorce, but it's not chal on the excess. And the reason why it's not chal on the excess, right? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, Yafer Shemi Garshena. But it's not chal on the excess because Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds like the Tanakama that the excess belongs to the husband. So maybe that's what Shmuel meant halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, regarding the excess, but not regarding the fact that it's chal for later. Says Gemara, v'chitema ki kamar halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri al hadafa hu dekamar, lema halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri b'hadafa, you should have said that halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri on the excess. Says the Ran, v'chitema third line, ki kamar halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri al hadafa hu dekamar, b'may dipolag al yed Rabbi Akiva. Regarding what Rabbi Yochanan Nuri argued on Rabbi Kiva, the Amr Rabbi Kiva, Yafer Mishamad Daf Rabbi Kiva says, you annul it because of the excess. The Sfira Le, the Rabbi Kiva had Dafa Didahave. Rabbi Kiva says it's Chal on the excess because it belonged to her. V'iyu Palagale, and Rabbi Yochanan Nuri argues, the Mishamad Dafa in Tzarech Lafer. You don't have to annul because of the Dafa. The Dafa Nami Debali. The Dafa is of the husband. Baha Bilchudu the Amr Shmalach Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. Maybe only regarding this small detail, Shmuel said the halach is like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. Avo B'mai the Amr Yafer. But when he says annul, Maybe Shmuel didn't hold that you need to annul it because of later. You definitely don't need afar. The nether is not chal at all. Because Shmuel already said that looks like Rabbi Yochanan ben Hasandler. Inami, or another pshat is. No, this can't be. Why? Back in the Gemara. Because if he meant the halachas like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri by the Hadafa, he should have said, Lema halachas Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri by Hadafa. He should have said the halachas like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri regarding the excess. Inami halachas ketanakama. Or he should have said the halachas like the Tanakama. Namely, look in the Ran. Lema halachas Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri by Hadafa. Hachi havalei lemeimer. He should have said the halachas Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri stama. Because saying halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri stam la ba'adav b'chud mashma is not mashma, it's only going on the excess. Ela b'ikar milsa da'amar yofar, it's mashma, he's agreeing with his main teaching, namely that adam makdash davar shaloi bala oilam, or he should have said halacha ketana kama. Or he should have said, ein halacha k'Rabbi Akiva, the halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva, that the nether is not chal on the excess. But not halacha. By the way, the Ran flips these two answers. Look back in the Ran. Inami ein halacha k'Rabbi Akiva. V'ha asi shaper. That would have been beautiful. Demashon deles hilchos k'Rabbi Akiva. B'midi. The halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva about anything. Loi b'may de amar yafer. Not regarding what he said, you need to annul it, because you don't need to annul it for later. Da ein tzar chafara. Mishum. De ein adam akdash davar shabal la'ilam. And not regarding what Rabbi Akiva said. I mean, what did Rabbi Akiva say? Rabbi Akiva said, you need to annul it because of the excess. So, ein halacha k'Rabbi Akiva. Because you don't need to annul it. Not because of the excess, because it would belong to her. And not because of it would be chal later. It belongs to the husband, and therefore it's not chal. Inami halacha ketana kama. The amar ain't sarach lahafer. He says you don't need to annul. The ain't other maknish davar shabalay loylam. Maybe the halacha is like the tana kama, that you don't need to annul it because not because of the excess, because it belongs to him, and not because it's chal later, because ain't other maknish davar shabalay loylam. Zehu apirosh hanochain. This is the correct interpretation. Although this is not how Rashi explained it in Ksubis, this is the correct interpretation. So the Gemara says, we could answer the Sira and Shmuel differently. Again, the Sira is on our Mishnah, he comments, the halachas are like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that Adam Makdash Davar Shabbat La'ilam, and regarding a man who asers the Masi Yedei Yishtoi, he holds like Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler that Harez the Moisar is Chulin. Why is the Moisar Chulin? The way the Ran explained it, because in other Makdash Davar Shalala Ba'olam, it's the Moisar of the Yerusha. Says Gemara Alam Rabbi Yosef Shani Koinamais. Koinam is different. What does it mean? Koinam is different. Really. Really, the halacha is, let's see, in the Mishnah, she said, kainam, and in the case the Gemara asks from, it's hektish. What's the difference? Shani kainamais. Really, we say, by hektish, the halacha is ein adam makdish davar shaloi bala oilam. That's why Shmuel said halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, you can't ask her the moisar after she dies. But in our Mishnah, we're dealing with kainamais. Kainamais, for kainamais, a person could be makdish davar shaloi bala oilam. Why? Shani kainamais. Hol va'adam oisar peirois chaveroi olav. since I can aser your fruits on me, I could say your fruits are koinam to me. Wait a second, your fruits are loy bala oilam to me. I don't own them. How could I say, Michael, I could say your fruits are aser to me. You live in a hot place. I can't say where. I don't want to give up your identity. But you live in a hot place, and they have good mangoes there. So I say, your mangoes are usher to me. What do you mean? I don't own your mangoes. They're usher to me because they're yours. No, but maybe one day they'll be mine. So I could usher your things on me. So that means I have there's a certain concept of us. You could usher davar shel ba'al olam. So too, since koinamas applies to your friend's item, it also applies to davar shel ba'al olam. Hov adam oiser peros chaveroi alav. Since a person could aser the fruits of his friend on him, he could also aser something that is not in the world. Says the Ran, Shani koinamas hova adam oiser peros chaveiro. I love my ka parachta. Why are you asking a stira mehekdish la koinamas? Afa gav de ina adam aknesh davar shel bala olam. Even though a person can't be makdash davar shalai bala oilam, adam oiser davar shalai bala oilam. A person could aser davar shalai bala oilam. I can't be makdash your fruits. I can't say your mangoes are hektish, but I could say they're aser. I could say they're koinam. So, Ayin adam maknesh davar shalai bala oilam, but adam oiser davar shalai bala oilam. The ashkechan melsad the isa b'kainamais. We find something that applies by kainamais v'lasa b'hektish. Shari afal pishen adam maknesh peros chavera. Even though a person can't be maknesh the fruits of his friend, adam oiser peros chavera olav. A person could aser the fruits of his friend on him. V'kiven shekain. Since this is so, adam oiser nami davar shalai bala oilam. Since this is so, a person asers something that's loy bala oilam. Da perois chaveroi ledidei, because a person's friend's fruits to him, kedavar shaloy bala oilam dami. It's like something that didn't come into the world, the les behumidi. I don't have any ownership in it. So Abayi says, no, that's a bad analogy. You're saying just like I could aser, I can make a koinam on your fruits to me, I could also be koinam davar shaloi bala oilam. Amar lei Abaye, bishlama adam oiser peros chaver alav. Bishlama, I could aser your fruits on me. Shari adam oiser peros of al chaveroi. Because I could aser my fruits on you. I can aser your fruits on me because I could aser your fruit. I could aser your fruits on me because I could aser my fruits on you. Why is that? But Eliezer, davar shalai bala oilam achaver, I'm going to aser something that's not in the world on you? Shari ein adam oiser peros chaver achaver, I can't aser your fruits on you. What do you want to aser in this case? You want to tell your wife, the wife wants to say, I aser my handiwork on you. Well, first of all, her handiwork is not in the world. So she's going to aser her handiwork on you. She can't aser. I can't aser your fruits on you. So I can't aser something that didn't come into the world on you. The reason I could aser your fruits on me is because I can aser my fruits on you. You know why? Because in both of these cases, the person who the iser is to is here. But I'm going to aser something that's not in the world to you. First of all, it's not in the world. And I have no rights over you. I can't aser your own fruits on you. How could I aser something that's not in the world on you? Look in the Ran. Amar le Abaye, Bishlama Adam Oiser Peres Chavera Olav Bishlama. You can aser the fruits of your friend on him, on you. I could say your mango is aser to me. Shari adam oiser peros l'chaver. Because I could aser my fruits on you. In, yes. Vaday kushto ka'amret. You said good. The peros chaveroi kedavar shalabal adam dami. that the fruits of your friend is like something that's not in the world. Miu mimakam shabbas. But from the place that you came, the atloy mishkachas bekainamais, we don't find by kainamais. The adam oisar elahicha da have a chad minayu bershusei. By kainam, we only find you could do something if one of the items is in my domain. Namely, oya peirois, either it's my fruits, oya adam aneser behem, or the person who's becoming usher is in my domain. Mishum hachi, adam oisar peirois chaveroi, alav. I can aser my fruits on you. I'm sorry. I can aser your fruits on me. You know why? Because even though your fruits are not in my domain, I'm in my domain. I can aser your fruits to me. But what do you mean? Your fruits are loibot to my oilam. Okay, true. The item is not coming to my world, but I do have control of myself. I don't control your fruits, but I do control myself. So I can answer your fruits to me, even though your fruits to me are loy bala oilam, because at least I'm bala oilam. Denehisha persa in bershusa, gufe mia bershusayu. Dechihechi the adam oiser peroisavachar. I can answer my fruits to you. What do you mean? You're not in my rishus. How can I answer my fruits to you? I don't control you. You're right, I don't control you, but I control my fruits. From here we see you only need one thing to be in the domain, either the item or the person. I could answer my fruits to you even though I don't control you, I control my fruits, and I could answer your fruits to me even though I don't control your fruits, but I could control myself. That you could learn. I could answer your fruits to me even though they're loy baloilam. The davar shaloy baloilam. Kepiros chaveroi dami. Something that's not in the world is like your friend's fruits. So I could aser davar shaloi b'la'olam to me. But what do I want to do? In the case of the kainamais, I'm sorry, in the case of hektish, where you're saying the moisar is chulin. Let's see how the Ran says it. Ela yeser davar shalai bala ama chaveroi. The Gemara wanted to say that in the Mishnah we hold Adam Makdish Davar Shalai Bala Oilam. Why? Because you're dealing with Hekdish. But in the Braisa, in the Mishnah we're dealing with Kainamais. And therefore you could Aser Davar Shalai Bala Oilam. And in the Braisa we're dealing with Hekdish, and therefore you can't. And by kainamais, since I could aser your fruits on me, I could aser davar shaloi ba la'olam. Meaning, the woman could say, my handiwork, that's loi ba la'olam, will be aser to you. No, that's not analogous. I could aser your fruits to me because I'm ba'olam, but now I want to aser. What does she want to do? I'm not going to work for you. It's loy ba'olam, the item I don't have control of, and I don't have control of you. So how in the world could you say that by kainama she could say, I aser my handiwork in a situation where we get divorced? No. I don't control you, and I can't control something that's not in the world, so I don't have control over either of these items. Look back in the Ran. Similar to the Mishnah, that she's answering her handiwork. It didn't come to the world. You can't prove that it's asar. Adaraba, mimakam shabbas. From the place you're coming from, ikalamelav hetero, you can learn heter. Shari ein adam oiser peres chaver al chaver. I can't aser your fruits on you, so I shouldn't be able to answer davar shalom b'olam to you. The davar shalom b'olam chavira kapira is chavira chavira dami. Could I say your mangoes are usher to you? No, you know why? Because I don't control you and I don't control your mangoes. So I can't say my ma'aseyadayim will be usher to you in 10 years when I make it. Because I don't control you and I don't control something that's not in this world. So we have to try another answer to answer the stira. How could Shmuel say the halacha in our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and in that Braisa the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan HaSandlar? In the Mishnah it seems to indicate Adam Oisar Davar Shalom Bala Oilam, and in the Braisa it seems to indicate Ein Adam Oisar Davar Shalom Bala Oilam, says the Gemara. Ela Amar of Huna Breid Rabbi Yeshua Be'oimeres Yikadshu Yadai Le'oisayen. It's talking about if she says, you know what it means, that she's asering her handiwork? That's not davar shalom ba'olam. She's asering her hands now for the produce that it produces. The adayim ha'isnu ba'olam. The Mishnah is not an example of davar shalom ba'olam, because she's not asering the handiwork, she's asering her hands. Says the Ran. El Amr of Huna, Breid Rav Yeshua, by Meres Yaktishu Yadai Lo'isen, Masnisahi Demukme Bahachi. The Mishnah is talking about this case. Hokach Kivan Diyadayim Isnu Ba'olam Tzarech Lahafer. V'rak the Gemara V'chi Amru Hachi Katsha. Let's say she says this, then her hands are Hektish, but V'ha Meshabdan Yadai Labal. Her hands are Meshubat to her husband. Says the Ran, V'chi Amru Hachi Katshi B'tmiya. Even if you hold a person can be makdish davar shel ba'olam, but I can't be makdish something let's see, the Ran is adding that this question is even if you hold adam makdish davar Shalab al-Oilam. What's the question? Parach dechi hai gavna, in such a case, loy mahani, it shouldn't help. Afilu iu loy kamar. Because even Adam makdash davar shalab al-Oilam only said it, but oimer beferu shiyachal oisei davar ba'oisei zman, shev shaloy locha, only if he said explicitly, kahi detnan, la'achar shalagayar, la'achar shiyachlots lach, givimach. But stama, it means now, and now her hands are meshubed. And the Gemara says, "The Amra Lechima Garsha." It's when she says it should be hektish when she's divorced. Mishum Hachi Mahani Shari Pirsha Dvara Shiyachal Nidra Bizman Shiroi Loi Lachal. Which sounds like even if Ein Adam Makdish Davar Shalom Bala Olam, here it works because her hands are in the world. So Gemara asks, but what do you mean, Hashta Mias Loi Megarsha? She's not divorced now. From where do you get that if you say this, it will help? Let's see the Ran. Kaloimar, Tirats the Lamanda Amra Adam Maknish Tavar Shalabal Oilam. The Bahailishna the Karma Ladide Vani Mahani. Avalamanda Amra Eno the Maknish Tavar Shalabal Oilam. Even if you say four later, why does it help? I'm not sure I understand the question. She's saying that it's going on her hands, and her hands are ba'olam. Okay, we'll have to explain this more. But what exactly is the question? Why should this not work? We're trying to say really ein adam makdish davar shel ba'olam, but here she's saying, I'm not being makdish the earnings I'm going to make. I'm being makdish my hands for the earning. So why is that a violation? Why would that be a problem? Yeah, but it's the ownership in the hands now.
But after you divorced.
No, it's the chelek. No, it's right now.
It's for when he's divorced, though.
It's for when he's divorced. It's for when he's divorced. So it's still a violation of Adam Makdish Davar Shalom Bala Olam. Because even though the hands are here, but still the hands are meshubed.
Over her hands after she's divorced.
That what? He only has bailus over her hand. She doesn't. You mean she only has bailus on her hands after the gerushin? Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Shkoyach. Thank you. Have a great night. Bracha v'atzlacha. I have to run to a wedding. Kol tov. Okay, good night. Bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.